Hello, it's the fourth Saturday of Lent, March 16th, and we begin today with some thoughts from Servant of God, Dorothy Day. She said, "He took upon himself our humanity that we might share in his divinity. We are nourished by his flesh, that we may grow to be other Christs." I believe this literally, just as I believe the child is nourished by the milk from his mother's breast. In 1927, Dorothy Day converted to Catholicism. She was 30 years old at the time, and devoted her life in service to the poor. Along with Peter Morin, she founded the Catholic Worker Movement. Once, when approached by someone who was upset that the money was being spent to build a beautiful church rather than feed the poor, Dorothy is said to have replied that of course the poor need bread. She went on to say, however, they also need and deserve beauty. She said if a church was dedicated to God, it was a clear sign of God's presence among the poor. In 2000, when the process began to consider whether Dorothy Day should be named a saint, the decision was not welcomed by all. Some feared that her past, abortion, unwed mother, divorce, made her an unsuitable role model. The late Cardinal John O'Connor of New York responded that Dorothy Day is not a gingerbread saint or a holy card saint, but one who had gone through a conversion of mind and heart. In 2021, her cause for sainthood moved forward as evidence of her reputation for holiness was sent to the Vatican. On this day in 2000, the Vatican granted the Archdiocese of New York permission to begin Dorothy Day's canonization process. Our gospel continues today with Pilate's verdict. The verdict of Pilate was that their demand should be granted. So he released the man who had been imprisoned for rebellion and murder, for whom they asked, and he handed Jesus over to them to deal with as they wished. Luke chapter 23, verses 24 to 25. Pilate does everything he can to win Jesus' release, short of releasing him. I see him turning, twisting, squirming as he tries to avoid standing up for what he knows to be true. His final verdict. He handed Jesus over to them to deal with as they wished. Pilate leaves the scene, a pathetic figure. The last phrase in the above passage would be more accurately translated. He handed Jesus over to their will. Jesus had wrestled with his will and the Father's will. Not my will, but yours be done. Now he faces their will. It doesn't seem fair. It's tough enough to face physical suffering, but to be victimized by malicious people who get their way at my expense, that's too much. A billion years from now, such trivialities won't matter. All that will matter is that I loved the Lord, loved others, and did my best to do what is right. There are a few things I can't change that I should probably put in the hands of God right now. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.